Danny Sexton, first of all, team news, if any?
Oh, well, we made a couple of changes from last week. So into the team comes Robertson, and into the team comes Sinclair as well. So they sort of had some time out with injuries, so they're into the team. They're the changes for this week.
For those of us watching from the sidelines today, we've obviously been quite impressed with what your young Saints have delivered of late. How will we know that they're playing well today?
Oh, if we win, we've played pretty well. We've been playing pretty well. We think we're heading in the right direction. It'd be nice to have had a few more results. As it sits, we're 2-5. We're not thrilled with that, but we think our footy's heading in the right direction.
You've had a couple of very close losses to some pretty good sides, and the team obviously looked very gutted last week after a tough loss. How has that affected the psyche of this young group, do you think?
Well, I think it helps to know that they can be in it with good teams. And again, you know, we were really disappointed not to get the result, but to come from four goals down against the top team and to really rally late in the game and to challenge them and be a chance, you know, with a minute or two to go, it tells us that we're good enough to be competitive, but we want to be more than competitive. You know, we want to get to the point where we're winning those games and not just being close in them.
What do you have to do differently? Say it's close again today in the fourth quarter against the West Coast Eagles. What do you have to do to finish off the job?
You just got to stay in the game and keep grinding away. I mean, good teams won't sort of capitulate and let you have the victory. So you just got to, we got a game plan in place. We know how we want to move the ball. We know how we want to defend. And we know how we want to clear the ball away from contests and stoppages. So it's just staying the course with that and just grinding our games.
Tom Hickey's just walked past, kicked a beautiful banana from the boundary as part of the warm-up. Gave away a free kick last week. Obviously very critical. Yep. Has a massive job today against Nick Natanui. What are you expecting from him?
Well, we expect that he's going to put in a good performance. He's been in really good form this year. And most of the rucks in the competition are form guys and good players, because pretty much teams are just picking one or two of them now, and some teams are picking one. So he's in really good form. Nat Nui's a really good player, everyone knows that. You know, he's going to have his work cut out around the stoppages and around the ground, but he's in good form. We think he's up for the challenge.
Tactically, what can he do to stop Nick Natanui? There's a lot of talk about guys sort of running across his line to stop his jump, etc., etc. Yep. What's been the instruction for Hickey?
Oh, just to do his own thing in the centre square bounce, and you know, he's a good ruckman, Tom, when he plays in front. He's smart around the ground in terms of his positioning and his spread. You know, when we've got the ball, he's a pretty attacking player, and when the opposition have the ball, he's pretty good defensively. So he'll just play his natural game. You know, he'll get some support from Josh Bruce at times. I suppose that's no different to the Eagles using Lysette. So no, he just needs to play his natural game and be prepared for a grind and to tough it out with him.
Where will Nick Riewoldt spend the majority of his time today?
He'll be forward a fair bit, but what's helped him is get up through the midfield and run around as a wingman. So pretty much the last couple of weeks he's played forward. But, you know, he can get up through the wings and run around there. So he'll be in both spots.
Tim Membry, with all of the stickers on the arms and a few on the legs as well. How pleased have you been with what he's dished up over the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, good. He's hit the scoreboard, which is pleasing, but it's his work without the ball. He's been defending. For a young guy, he's only played 15 games. He's a really good leader amongst our younger players. So if he can hit the scoreboard again, you know, that'd be terrific. But we just expect his effort and his defensive pressure and his voice and his organisation out there.
Admittedly, you guys play a lot of your football at Etihad Stadium, which is sort of a little longer and wider, like this Subiaco Oval, Domain Stadium. Is there any other instruction that you give the guys this week to playing on this ground?
Well, we try and take it out of it, really. I mean, it's essentially 15 metres longer, which is really a little bit more than a goal square. So, I mean, it is longer. But, you know, there's not much we can really do about that. We can't make our training ground bigger at home, so we don't really mention it too much with the players.
Danny, appreciate your time. Best of luck today.
Thanks, Ben.